Okay, shalom aleichem everyone. Again, we get another opportunity, one more opportunity for this year. I'd like to thank everyone it was a momentous year learning Mishnah Berurah, being Miss Simon, starting all over. So that was very special. And again, we'll start again this week because of Yom Tovim, we won't have until next Sunday. So Mirtzah Hashem, a week from today. Mirtzah Hashem. So we are on page 26. So last time we were together, we discussed the Mishnah Berurah's opinion of how to wrap ourselves in the talus. We also mentioned Rav Moshe's way, wrapping ourselves in the talus. So again, the idea that the concept is that you have to wrap yourself in a talus. That's the mitzvah. So now, that being true, so that brings us to page 26, Gimel. Talesos katana shalanu sha'anu no agim leobosh. The small talesim, right? What we call talus katan. I don't know, in America today we call it tzitzis, right? And a talus we call a talus. I don't know. Whatever the vernacular is. The talus katan that we wear. So afa pi she'im bahem ituf. So even though you can't wrap yourself in it, right? Still, still, you fulfill the obligation of wearing tzitzis. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Vav, so the question is, why are you yotze? So Mishnah Berurah explains that Aidna called Ksos Shalad Uderach Kisuyheim, because all the clothes that we wear, everything we wear, is considered covering the ituf l'ramiza be'oraisa, and to be misatef, right? To wrap yourself is not indicated in as a doraisa. So in other words, it's a mitzvah, but in other words, it doesn't blow the mitzvah if you don't do an ituf. As long as you're wearing a four-cornered garment, now again, that's important, garment. We're going to have to discuss what's considered a garment. And it has four corners. So then, you know, and it has tzitzis on it, so you fulfill the mitzvah. I didn't do any tuf. So, no, you still fulfill the mitzvah, Machaber is saying. So, again, this gets involved. We'll revisit it, like I said last time, later when we get to Sif Yud Zion. But the Mishnah Berurah that we discussed, I think, last time, Mishnah Berurah Dalet, all the way at the end, the Chofetz Chaim talks about somebody who's not married, right? Whether they wear a talus or not. So the Mishnah Berurah said that a bachur, it's mashma from the Gemara, that a bachur, we did this last time, does not cover his head with the talus, right? Even if he's a Talmud Chacham, you know, like the Yekis do this, the guys, boys wear talesim after bar mitzvah, they don't cover their head, though. They don't cover their head with a talus. So, that would be the question, in other words, and that's what we'll see in Yud Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim will discuss this, that let's say you don't go that way, and a bachur does not wear a talus, so then for whatever amount of time until he gets married, so he's not wearing a talus, so he's not doing an ituf. Right, because he's wearing talus katan, but he's not wearing a talus. So, but look what the Mechaber says. So the Mechaber says that even though you wear a talus katan, and they don't have any tuf, but still you fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. But look what the Mechaber says. V'tov laniach osam al rosho rach bo l'kama. So it's best to put it around your head. It was when you're putting on the tzitzis in the morning and turn it around. This is the way I learned it. In other words, instead of a long way coming down, have it sideways, and then ulisate bo, and then wrap yourself in it, right? V'yamakach me'utav v'pachos k'dehi luch arba amos. And as we said before, with the talus, you stay that way in that position wrapped. The amount of time it would take you to walk 4 amos, 7, 8 feet, I don't know, not that long. And then you take it off your head and you can wear it the regular way. Right? So you could do an ituf. So I remember for those many years I was single, so I did this. So I remember I asked the reshiva, I was walking with him, I don't remember if it was back to the house. I remember I asked him, should you do this? You know, in other words, because again, if you look, the machaber says tov. So not that you have to. So I don't know, would it be like gaiva, you know? If you did it, people see you, you look at the big frumi, you know, like a big tzaddik. So I still remember what the reshiva Zechatzaga told me. He said he didn't remember. I asked him, so did the reshiva do this, you know? I don't remember. He said he was married for so many years. So we're going to learn later that you don't do this. You only do this if you're not wearing a talis gadol. Wearing a talis, so we'll learn about it again a number of times later. But if you're wearing a talis, so you put on your tzitzis in the morning, you'll make a bracha on it, because you'll make a bracha on the talis gadol, and the talis gadol bracha is make an ituf and you make a li'isate b'tzitzis. So you're not going to make a bracha on the talis gadol because it's an extra bracha. So again, for the mitzvah of ituf, if you're married, if you wear a talis, so you do an ituf, right? So I know it was interesting to me. I didn't have the chutzpah to ask. But I was wondering if that was a dodge or he really didn't remember, you know? I don't know. Because he was older when he got married. but that was the story. So that's all I could tell you. Okay. Now, very important halacha in Dalet. Machzir shtei tzitzios lefanav. You should put the two tzitzis in front of you. Ushtayim la'acharav, and two in the back. Kedei she'ei mesuvav b'mitzvos. So you're surrounded with mitzvos. This is very interesting. So again, we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah, which is a different issue later. But I remember when I came to Yeshiva, I started learning Mishnah Berurah, you know, out of the gate. So, sounds like in back, right? So I remember I went up to Rabbi Knerik, who we lost a few months ago, unfortunately, and I remember he's the one you went up to for Mishnah Berurah. I mean, there was other people, but, you know, went to the top. So I remember, you know, like I had it together. In other words, I had the four tzitzis, you know, like this. So I said to Rabbi Knerik, I had them like this, let's say, you can't see it, like that. So I remember I went to Rabbi Knerik and I said, well, I wear them like this. So I remember he took them and he separated, said, wear them like this. I remember he said, you know, you don't put the back one, not in back. That's not nice. It's off to the side. I'm sorry. Right? So I had him like this. You know, you said the same thing. See people like, so I remember he moved my tzitzis and he put one like on the side and left him one in front. And I still remember him doing that. You know, like, oh, it's really interesting, you know, such an Adam Gadol, you know, he takes it. Right? Normally, like, tell you, you know, move it there. No, he moved it. You know, it wasn't like a lack of COVID for him. Like, Rod Kinnerick ever worried about his COVID. Oh, we'll get to that. Now, but see, this is interesting because, again, in this shul you don't see it. But, you know, Amal, you see people like with those silk talisim, or even not silk talisim. They wear a wool talis, but we discussed this before. They wear it like a shawl. Now, again, before we talk about like wearing around your neck, not that, right? So before we discuss it in the context of that it's not covering you, right? It doesn't cover the body. So let's say it covers the body, right? But they wear it like a shawl, in other words. And you see sometimes people have all four tzitzis in front, right? So we see here clearly from the halacha that you shouldn't do that, right? I don't know, it's not necessarily saying, you know, you have to, you know, put it up on your shoulders. I mean, you know, I think that's just so it doesn't drag on the floor. Sometimes I'm all you see a chassidish or rebbe, they don't, you know, bring it up on their shoulders. They just wear it, you know. But still, shtayim lefanav, shtayim l'acharav, right? You know, like. So speaking of rebbes, so the Mishnah Berurah, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. There you go. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah tests, where the Mishnah Berurah says, Nagulasas atara mechatichas meshi, l'siman she'oso tzitzes lefanav yula olam lefanav. That there's a custom that we make what is called an atara. In other words, they take, Mishnah Berurah says, a piece of material, maybe silk, material, whatever, and they put it around the top, right? Or, you know, around the collar. Well, again, Talis doesn't have a collar. But yeah, around the collar. So the two tzitzis that are in front of you always are in front of you. Right? So in other words, if you have this thing, it's collar, so then you know that that's the collar, right? And therefore, the result is that the tzitzis that are supposed to be in front, that, well, those will always be in front, and the other two will always be on the side, or in back. And he brings a proof that Chazal say that the planks, they were careful about the krushim that were in the Mishkan, even though they were interchangeable, but still the ones that were in a certain spot, they were always in a certain spot. The ones that were in the north were always in the north, and, you know, so on and so forth. But what's very interesting is then the Chofetz Chaim brings down that Arizal wasn't makpeh on that. You know, it could be in the front, and then the next day it's in the back, you know. You know, so it's very interesting. You'd think the Hasidim would, you know, go like the Arizal, right? But they're the ones with the fancy ataras, right? You know, like all that type of stuff. But, you know, that's what we have on our, I don't know, you don't very rarely see an Arizal talis without one of those, at least a cloth thingy on it, you know, around the collar. So it's very interesting. We're running out of time, but there's an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Gam yesh noagim lasos atara shel kesef." Right? Some people make silver ataras, barosh hatalis, at the collar of the talis. The eino kedai. It's not worth it. The bezed nira sha ikru huma sha ala rosh uveemes ha ikru huma sha ala guf. That makes it look that the main thing of the talus is the collar. After all, it has all that silver, right? But really, what's the most important part of the garment? The part that covers the body. So then he says, to obviate that problem, some people put an atara in the middle. You know, like some talus, like my talus now, the new talus.
It's like a reinforcement.
So, they have a reinforcement. So do you ever see some rebbes have silver on that? Right? So you think, well, you know, that's just, you know, like, you know, rubbish thing to do. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, no, it's just to, like, offset the collar. That the collar is not the ikur, you know, it's the body, right? So we beautify that too. So, but then the Aruch HaShulchan says, they do that. But he says, v'en kedai, right? And you know, the Litvish people don't do it, right? Litvish people, they have just, you know, a cloth thing, and Zehu, that's it, right? Chofetz Chaim, the Rishu, Mother Rabbeim had a nice atar, not silver, just had a nice atar. Or Grumla, I think, has one of Shabbos. So you might ask for Yeshivish, why do I have that? Simple answer, very simple answer. It was my grandfather's, or maybe my great grandfather's. For sure, it was my grandfather's Chaim Shalom, Zechonavroch. It could have been my great-grandfather's, Shmuel, who was my second name. So I think it was his. He gave it to his son-in-law, my grandfather. And I still remember, I don't know, many years ago, my mother came back, Al Hashem, from New York, and she had it. I remember it laid on a shelf in my room for many, 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 many years. I got married later. I still remember when Debbie and I got engaged, so she bought me a talis. So I said, you know, so I took it out and brought it to New York. The silver was mamish black. I think it was black and green. It was so tarnished, I thought. You know. But she took it and she gave it to somebody, and they made it to what it is now. So So I wear it because my mother gave it to me from my grandfather.
He was Hasidic.
Yeah, this is I don't want this to be on the record. Yeah, both of my grandfathers were. No, the story that I'm going to say. Both of my grandfathers were Hasidic. I don't know what they're. The Pittsburgh Rebbe was over my house a couple times. So he saw a picture of my grandfather and he turned to his Hasid and he said, "Oh, his Zayda was a this type of Hasid." I forgot what he said. He could tell by looking at him. Tell by looking at him. I forgot what he said. A number of years ago. Yeah. That's from my father's side. My grandfather, Yitzchak. That's Kehavah today. And my mother's father, Chaim Shalom, was also a Chassid. I have his sitter, it's a Nusach Sfar. I'll tell you the story after we can. Okay, so that's it for today and for this year. Everybody has a good Gemen Shor, Ksiva Ksiva Tova, Malta Chaim Tovim Shalom. And Meretz Hashem will pick this up next Sunday before Mincha Meretz Hashem. Yashkach, everyone.